When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
In the meantime, I wanted to do a couple things. I started laughing when I saw this. It's wrong. Wherever you find love is fine.
Love is love, Sarah.
Love is love. But do you have to be in love with a weird hypnotist guy who goes around giving talks about stuff like this? He obviously hypnotized her and made her fall in love. Our girl Jen Aniston
is in love with who?
A hypnotist. It doesn't even matter. Yeah, no, I'm not leaving. And by the way, they were just seen in Big Sur, like, I don't know, maybe a month ago.
Who is this man?
His name is Jim Curtis. He's not a bad looking guy in a, I don't know, 55 year old. I don't know. I get creep vibes looking at him, but here's a picture of him. He's a white dude. He's got like a beard and a mustache. Now, I'm not saying he's not good looking, but just even the way he's looking at the camera, he's like, hey, let me hypnotize you and do a terrible thing.
Is that truly his? I mean, are you just goofing or is that really his, how he calls himself?
He looks to me like that professor who's hanging on to his former, you know, his youthful good looks. He's got streaks of gray in his hair, and he's, you know, I think maybe you should come to my office after class for a little bit of extra instruction. Like, ugh, I don't know. I get creep vibes, but, Jennifer is very smart, and she knows how to pick them. She's had some good ones.
No, she's been divorced a couple times, so she clearly doesn't. But I will give her credit. It sounds like she's not trying the actor route again,
yeah,
which clearly didn't work for her.
Or he hypnotized her and she's...
Either way.
She's being held against her will. Get out, Jen!
I don't know about this stuff, but I've heard from people who are around actors and talk to actors. It's Scott Capurro. And he was the one who said that, you know, a lot of times these people who get together are competitive. Or there ends up being one person's career's going great and the others. And I read just on my own that one of the major problems in the Katy Perry divorce was that she was having trouble dealing with the less than stellar reception to her album, her tour, her moonwalk.
Right.
Or whatever you call what she did.
Sort of space travel.
Right. And that was played a major role in the final, like, last straw of this relationship, is she's just unhappy with the way things are in her life.
It feels to me like if you've got a good partnership, like, that's where you'd turn for support during those things. Like,
but sometimes
it's funny to think you'd just blow it all up.
You and John got together before you ever were making it in this business. And so he's been with you all the way up, and he's probably talked to you a million times about the inner workings of all this stuff. And probably he's even interested in it to some extent.
No, he definitely is.
So I can understand how that works for you two. But if you meet someone after your career is going, it's
hard to... They've got a career going as well.
It's hard to lean on them in those scenarios. You just don't, I don't think.
That's
or
sad.
If you try and they're incapable of being sympathetic because, you know.
Like, don't worry, baby. I'm making all kinds of money.
I don't know.
We're rich. Let's go steal more houses from nuns and old veterans.
Mm.
But you know what?
The story I read was saying his career isn't going well either. while he made a ton of bank in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah. And Pirates of the Caribbean.
But he hasn't done anything since. And he's a guy who wants to work. Mm. He's just not getting the roles. And there's a new role in the new Lord of the Rings that he might get to be in, which, you know, I guess that's I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, he hasn't gotten any leading man roles in years.
I know. When is the last time I saw him?
I don't know, but that's the story I read is part of the breakup is
that he's not the heartthrob that he once was.
Neither of their careers are going well, and it's bugging both of them.
Oh, boy. Well, he's out there being a playboy now, so that's good.
I mean, I would say to, if I were their counselor, I'd be like, you guys, cut it out.
You both suck. Stick it out.
You have enough money. Like, live the best life you can possibly live.
But it's so boring. We like being famous.
Well, all right, then. Then go do that.
Hi, everybody. It's Ryan Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Jen Aniston and her hypnotist, the guy who tricked her into dating him, they're in Spain now, I believe, but they were at the Ventana in Big Sur. It's a big luxury hotel in Big Sur.
Okay.
Someone was there spying on them and then, you know, took some pictures and called around and sold their story. I have a story to tell you about Jen Aniston and this hypnotist guy. He almost got me. He was staring me down in the hallway, but I broke the contact and I didn't get hypnotized by him. So I can tell you the story. I guess she was cuddling at the restaurant with him. This was back in June. Now I think they're in Mallorca.
I think
Oh, and by the way, she's in Mallorca with Jason Bateman and his wife.
Oh, their couple vacation.
Yeah, it's like a couple vacation, which is kind of funny because, like, I guess she's kept this on the down low, but now that there's pictures and rumored sightings and confirmed sightings, people are saying that, you know, this guy has hypnotized her. Oh, no, yes, right. They're saying that they're a couple. Well, and that there's no funny business at all. He didn't trick her.
I think she's still smoking hot.
Oh, yeah, she is.
I hear people mention her surgeries, and I look at her and think, I don't even see it. But okay. She doesn't have the victim face. In my opinion. You do?
I definitely see the stuff she's had done.
Okay.
Like, I think it's really obvious. But I agree that she doesn't have the gigantic blown up lips. I mean, that's honestly, I think that's half the problem is that when you get the lips done, now you got to get the other stuff done. Although, actually, I'm looking at this one picture and her lips do look pretty beestung.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. I think she's holding off on it, it looks like.
When you did the Denise Richards story and I pulled her pictures up, I was like, oh, just full clown face, like the crease because of the lips and the woof.
I know. It does get really carried. They get carried away with the stuff and it's not a great look. It's clear that she's had stuff done. And I mean, she started her whole career with a nose job. It looks like she does little bits of maintenance. She still looks really good. John can't even watch. He's like, I just can't watch her mouth moving. He's like really, really notices what she's done to herself. She's, you know what though?
She looks honestly better now than she did.
Well, because she fixed her nose.
No, like, well, is that the before? Is that the old nose?
Yeah, that's her. And she's a teenager in that picture.
Oh.
So, and we're looking at pictures of Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer's gorgeous, and she always has been.
Yeah, I think she looks awesome.
I think so, too. But she, so what? She's a woman who's working in Hollywood, avoided the blown-up lips, and is still, you know. I always think about Meg Ryan. Like, Meg went way overboard. And she was like an early adopter. And I really thought, oh, well, people won't go there. People never do that. Because thank you, Meg Ryan, for showing us how horribly awry it can go. She's looking a lot better these days. She did some movie with, I think, God, I want to say it was like Harrison Ford, where they're stuck in an airport together or something. Something like that.
Recently?
Yeah.
Pretty recently.
Like they are,
Are you talking about the mayonnaise commercial?
No, I'm talking about some movie that she played like an estranged parent. It doesn't matter. Someone will text us. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Well, that's the only one. That's weird. Anyway, Jennifer Aniston has been hypnotized and forced into a relationship with a guy named Jim Curtis.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.